Circadian rhythm. What is it? Where'd it come from? Who coined the term? Why is it so important to your health? And does it differ in different animals? Well, I gave myself about 20 minutes to go figure this sucker out, and this is what I found out. Circadian rhythm is the natural biological process that regulates the sleep-wake cycle and other physiological processes in living organisms over a 24-hour period. The term was first coined by Franz Hallberg. He was a pioneering researcher in the field of chronobiology, the study of biological rhythms. In the 1950s, he was working on the measurement and analysis of circadian rhythms in various organisms, including plants, animals, and humans. He was particularly interested in understanding how these rhythms are regulated by internal biological clocks and how they respond to environmental cues, such as light and temperature. He coined the term circadian rhythm to describe the approximate 24-hour rhythms that are present in organisms and are regulated by that internal clock. The word circadian is derived from Latin words circa, meaning around, and diem, meaning day. The term has since become widely used in the field of chronobiology and has contributed to the development of more comprehensive understanding of biological rhythms and their role in health and disease. It is important to our health because it helps regulate our sleep patterns and other physiological processes, such as hormone production and metabolism, which can affect our overall physical and mental well-being. Circadian rhythms can differ in other animals, with some species having shorter or longer cycles than humans. Ways to change it to accommodate a unique work schedule include exposure to bright light, timed melatonin production, and adjustment of meal times. However, long-term disruptions in circadian rhythms can have a negative health consequence. It's also important to maintain a consistent sleep schedule as much as possible. Now, the shortest circadian rhythms are found in certain species of birds and some insects with cycles of around 20 hours. On the other hand, the longest circadian rhythms are found in some species of bats with a cycle of around 25 hours. Other animals, such as humans and most mammals, have a circadian cycle that it's about 24 hours. However, the exact length of a circadian cycle can vary depending upon the species and can be influenced by environmental factors such as light and temperature. Yes, the big dog in the room is the amount of sleep you get. Infants need as much as 14 to 17 hours per day, and peeps over 65 can get by with as little as 6 hours. But we're all working on that 24-hour window. Now, it's interesting that among mammals, the shortest sleep time found is in some species of bats. Remember, they're the ones with long days. Other species of bats and certain primates, such as the slow loris, also have a relatively short sleeping time, about 4 to 6 hours per day. On the other hand, the longest sleep time is found in some species of marine mammals, such as the elephant seal, which can sleep for as much as 20 hours per day. My hero. You could technically adjust your circadian rhythm cycles, but again, it's not recommended. It can lead to fatigue, increased risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, depression, obesity. Additionally, disruption to the circadian rhythm can affect the regulation of hormones, such as cortisol and melatonin, which play a role in regulating mood, metabolism, and immune function. I mean, think about it. Long-term disruption of the circadian rhythm can increase the risk of developing certain types of cancers, as well as the body's ability to repair DNA damage as regulated by the circadian rhythm. Therefore, maintaining a consistent sleep schedule and protecting the circadian rhythm is important for overall health and well-being. Hey, I left you a few links in the description. You can do your own research. I'm Dan Mason, and this is 20 Minute Research.